This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi is believed to be dead after a U.S. military raid in Syria's Idlib region, according to U.S. media on Sunday. Citing multiple government sources, media reported that Baghdadi may have killed himself with a suicide vest as U.S. Special Operations forces descended. He was a target of secretly planned operation approved by President Trump. Baghdadi has been erroneously reported dead several times in recent years. The caliphate has been blamed for the deaths of thousands of civilians in summary executions and beheadings and accused of war crimes. Baghdadi has been on the run since a U.S.-led coalition slowly destroyed the group's organization and ousted it from its claimed territory in a two-year campaign finally declaring victory over IS in March of this year. U.S. President Trump has said that he plans an announcement at 9 this morning local time. Hong Kong police fired volleys of tear gas to disperse thousands of protesters, many wearing banned face masks, who converged on the Kowloon Harborfront. It's a tourist district, to denounce perceived police brutality over months of unrest. Riot police arrived early, warning the protesters to leave the tourist district. It's opposite the British Colonial Era Peninsula Hotel, and they formed cordons and blocked traffic on the key artery of Nathan Road. The number of protesters had been growing by the minute, streaming down Nathan Road to the water's edge, facing the dramatic skyline of Hong Kong Island opposite. But many fled after the tear gas and pepper spray fired. Ambulances took one man away on a stretcher. The cause of his wounds and injuries are not immediately clear. This is VOA News. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said Saturday his nation's military would clear terrorists from its border in northern Syria if the Kurdish YPG militia does not leave by the deadline agreed upon by Turkey and Russia earlier in the week. The deadline of 1500 GMT Tuesday was determined in a deal agreed upon by Erdogan and Russian President Vladimir Putin in the Black Sea resort of Sochi.
Aynı şekilde ülkemizdeki
saying that likewise, if they don't support the projects we have developed for the return of 1 or 2 million Syrian refugees at first stage out of the 3,600,000 Syrians living in our country, we have no choice but to open our gates and let them march to Europe. Erdogan repeated this threat to the opening of the gates for refugees to head to Europe if European countries did not support Ankara's plans for a safe zone in northeast Syria where he wants to resettle the refugees currently residing in Turkey. A senior State Department official was the latest Saturday to testify during impeachment inquiry proceedings led by congressional Democrats. Philip Reker, the acting Assistant Secretary of State for European and Eurasian Affairs, met behind closed doors for about 8 hours before the Intelligence Committee led by Congressman Adam Schiff. Schiff said the inquiry is making rapid progress. 2 days of violent anti-government rallies in Baghdad and southern Iraqi cities have left at least 63 people dead. That's according to Iraq's Human Rights Commission. And at least 10 people were killed in the capital alone, in addition to more than 2,500 injured. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Hundreds of protesters continued to show their discontent Saturday in the streets of the Iraqi capital, Baghdad, demanding political reforms and an end to widespread government corruption. Iraqi Prime Minister Adel Abdel Mahdi complained in a televised address, however, about what he called the contradictory demands of protesters. He says that he's startled to see many of those who were opposed to reform because it was allegedly being pushed by outside forces now are calling on the government to step down. Despite attempts to call parliament into session Saturday, no quorum was reached to hold a meeting. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
And late Saturday, in an effort to contain violence, the Prime Minister Mahdi ordered members of the country's elite counterterrorism service onto the streets of Baghdad and the southern city. Find more at VOANews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.